We're going now to look at the first reading, which is from Ezekiel. You'll notice that the readings are a mixture of, in the same reading, the temple and the city, and the fruitfulness of the temple. So this is Ezekiel's vision of the restoration of the city. And so, this is chapter 47 in Ezekiel. Verses 1 to 12, but skipping some verses in between there. You have your missal, you'll notice that. Then the angel brought me back to the entrance of the temple. There, water was flowing from the temple. The water was flowing from below the threshold of the temple toward the east. But the temple faced east, which still does. The main door of Herod's temple faces east. But it's all bricked up right now, called the Beautiful Gate. Their water was flowing from the temple. This is Ezekiel. Nothing more precious and life-giving and evocative of life in that part of the world than water. And so, the first two verses, flowing down from below the south end of the threshold of the temple, south of the altar. Then he brought me out by way of the north gate, and led me around on the outside to the outer gate that faces toward the east, and the water was coming out on the south side. He's trying to convey for us the fruitfulness. Water, if you live in a desert area, you know, out in the desert, there's an oasis. And literally, you can step 1 foot in the desert and 1 foot in the oasis. Water makes that much difference. And so that's what he's saying. This city is an oasis. Water flows from the eastern region and goes down into the Arabah. And when it enters the sea of stagnant waters, or the Dead Sea, the water will become fresh. Wherever the river goes, every living creature that swarms will live. Now, you recognize, I'm sure, that that's all of that imagery is picked up in the last chapter of the book of Revelation, speaking of there about water. But the water there is the blessing, the life, the gift of God. But it's from this city, this basilica, the Lateran Basilica, and any basilica, which is a model of heaven, where there's beauty and life and water, and human beings suffused with the life of God and praising Him. That's heaven. But you notice that it's a city. It's a lot of people. Now, we're all, each one, immeasurably filled with God. St. Thomas says somewhere, having a body, does that mean we're happier than if we didn't have one? He says, not exactly. You're as happy as you can be, but with your body, there's more of you to be happy, which is a very nice way to put it. There's more of us to be happy because we are body persons. Having flesh, having matter, is part of the way we live. We exist. And so that's what this vision is speaking about. Huh? And the water flows down in upon the Arabah and empties into the sea, the salt waters, which it makes fresh. That's the Dead Sea he's talking about. Every sort of living creature that can multiply shall live, and there shall be abundant fish. For wherever this water comes, the sea shall be made fresh. Along both banks of the river, fruit trees of every kind, and their leaves shall not fade, and their fruit shall not fail, every month. Do you see how he's trying to use this symbolic language to describe the unbelievable joy of being with God and being with millions of others who are with God and who love God? And the symbol of that is the church, the physical body of the church. And so we stop and we commemorate this Lateran Basilica in the top of the Lateran Hill, the oldest of the basilicas. But we celebrate it in our own church. And we have another feast, if the church is dedicated, when we celebrate the dedication of the church. And many of these same themes are evoked again, because you see, heaven is a city where people interact. That's why it is so sad to see how human vice can corrupt a city, and so that it's a dangerous place to live. Whereas with love and friendship and the presence of God, a city is the most beautiful place to live. Not because it's city, but because it's people. And there's more of us to enjoy God because there are more of us together there. And that's the basic message, you see? And so, you see, he's saying then, our text skips lines, you know? Son of man, have you seen this? Then he led me back along the bank of the river. And as I came back, I saw on the bank of the river a great many trees on the one side and on the other. And he said to me, the water flows toward the eastern region and goes down into the Arava. And when it enters the sea that's translated, I think I have the Bible of Jerusalem, of stagnant waters, that is the Dead Sea, the water will become fresh. Wherever the river goes, every living creature that swarms will live. This is what? This is a symbol of God's life. The life of God, wherever it flows, produces love, life, fruit, joy, togetherness, friendship. God's life, when it's imparted to us, we live in a glorious city forever with millions of other people, which increases our joy. And that's why dedicating a church is a foretaste, and why the hymn that characterizes this feast is the one we've already looked at. Urb Jerusalem Beata, O blessed city Jerusalem. Thus, dicta pacis visio. It is the promised vision of peace, which is construitur in cedis, from living stones. The city itself is thriving with the walls, the stones are throbbing with life. God's life absorbed into human beings and making this beautiful city. And so when we dedicate a church, you see, all of this is meant to be evoked to us. And in the middle, the 12 tribes. Now, you know, the 12 tribes were scattered. Many were in exile. And so some of the tribes were considered almost lost by our Lord's time. And yet there's the promise that the people would be brought back together and never separated again. And as you know, John points to the fulfillment of that in this same book of Revelation, where he says, from the tribe of Reuben, 144, from the tribe of Gad, 144,000, and there once again, all the tribes are gathered, and they form part of this blessed city, of which this church is a symbol. It's a place, and it has edges. You know when you're in it and when you're not in it. So in commemorating this Lateran Basilica, you see, we're meant to think of this church being built, as the hymn says, being built of living stones, huh? Quae construitur in celis vivis ex lapidibus, tuncionibus praesuris, fitted together by pushing and shoving and chopping until every stone is right where it belongs and is very happy. And this is this city, but it's all living. Vivis ex lapidibus. It's not just a stone, it's a person. And that person is part of this incredible, beautiful city. And that's why we have this feast. And we dedicate here the, in a sense, the mother church. It's older, and in that sense outranks St. Peter. This is the church. And that's why there is such a feast day in its honor, so that we can rejoice and look forward to being a part of that city forever. Amen.